PSC officials say they're encouraged by a 36% increase in the number of customer-owned renewable energy systems, mostly rooftop solar. According to the report, the number jumped from more than 8,000 in 2014 to nearly 12,000 last year. Deputy Executive Director Mark Futrell knows the number represents less than a tenth of a percent of the total customer base. But still, he says 36% is 36%.
Growth of that magnitude, given the relative costs of these systems, is significant, and I think something to be noted.
But Southern Alliance for Clean Energy Director Susan Glickman notes the PSC slashed renewable energy goals by 90% 2 years ago, largely at the urging of the utility companies.
Big monopoly utility companies have done everything in their power to block Floridians from harnessing the power of the sun. That's a huge disservice to Florida, given our incredible solar resource.
Florida Power and Light spokeswoman Alice Daly says the company had to cut back on some programs because they weren't cost effective. Daly says the company is building three major solar power plants this year, and combined, they will double Florida's solar capacity.
The total of those three together would be the equivalent of putting rooftop solar installations on more than 74,000 roofs.
Regardless of what the critics say, Daly says that proves the company's commitment to renewable energy. For WFSU News, I'm Jim Ash.